Our reading is from the book of Revelation. It's one of the great worship scenes at the start of the book of Revelation, the throne room scene, as the people are drawing near to worship the Lamb. Chapter 5 and verses 1 to 10. Then I saw in the right hand of him who was seated on the throne a scroll written within and on the back, sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look in it. And I began to weep loudly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. And one of the elders said to me, "Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its 7 seals." And between the throne and the 4 living creatures and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing as though it had been slain, with 7 horns and with 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God, sent out into all the earth. And he went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the 4 living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God, from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." It's a glorious scene of the one who was slain but is alive, for he has conquered.
We are going to get our reading from Isaiah chapter 12, verse 1 to 6. It reads, "You will say in that day, 'I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and I will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy I will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say it, will say in that day, 'Give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name. Make known his deeds amongst the peoples. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praise to the Lord, for he has done graciously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, all inhabitants of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel.'" We are going to sing hymn 512, which says, "To God be the glory." When praising the Lord through singing, especially on this hymn, it helps us as children of God to reflect back on our lives. It also challenges us to share the good news with others. At the same time, this hymn 152 speaks to our lives directly. Now we can join one another as we sing together hymn 512, "To God be the glory."